With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Russia has launched a significant missile and drone attack on Ukraine. It coincides with ongoing U.S.-mediated peace talks. The talks involving the U.S. and Ukrainian officials are trying to put an end to nearly a four-year-old war. More women in Ukraine, meanwhile, joining the military in combat roles. That's thanks to advances in technology. Military officials say units are now tailoring recruitment efforts to attract more women to strengthen the army. Correspondent Rika Ann Garcia reports on the Qatari Prime Minister's statement about the proposed next phase in the Gaza ceasefire.
Sheikh Mohammed bin Abdulrahman Al Thani spoke at a conference in Doha, noting that international mediators led by the U.S. are pushing for a second phase to solidify the deal.
This next phase is just also temporary from our perspective. It's not enough because there is a root for this conflict, and this conflict is not only about Gaza. It's about Gaza, it's about the West Bank, it's about the rights of the Palestinians for their state.
The first phase of the U.S. peace plan began, halting fighting and exchanging hostages. The next phase, involving an international security force and other measures, has not yet started. I'm Rika Ann Garcia.
Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent predicts 2026 is when the U.S. economy will really take off thanks to President Trump's economic policies.
We've had two 4% quarters before the Schumer shutdown. We're going to go back to that. So not only are we going to have great growth, but it's going to be low inflationary growth. Mm-hmm. And stock market obviously is following, but next year is going to be the year for Main Street as all this kicks in.
President Trump is blasting Democrats' affordability message as what he calls a con job. In a cabinet meeting, he said the term is a fake narrative meant to mislead voters. He called it a Democrat scam. He argues his administration is delivering very real price relief. This is SRN News. The Netherlands may expand assisted suicide.
The practice is already surging in the small country, with 10,000 people electing to take their own life last year, accounting for 5% of all deaths. Now an effort has begun to present a referendum to the Dutch people that would remove all restrictions on assisted suicide, including the requirement that a doctor examine the individual. Critics point out that many younger people are now killing themselves in the Netherlands with prescription drugs, and most cite psychological discomfort. Michael Harrington reporting.
Jewish communities around the world are preparing to celebrate Hanukkah. It begins at sundown on Sunday, December 14th this year. This will be the third straight year that Jews will mark the eight-day holiday in the shadow of the war in Gaza, which followed the October 2023 attack against Israel by the Hamas terrorist group. President Trump has been trying to broker an end to the hostilities, but Hamas refuses to surrender and the fighting continues. This is SRN News. The Trump administration has plans to cut in-person Social Security visits.
Advocates worry that that could lead to more office closures. Phone offices have been crucial for in-person help with retirement and disability benefits. The plan outlines a target of no more than 15 million visits in 2026. A spokesperson says technology improvements mean that more people manage their benefits online or by phone. This year, 7,000 workers have been laid off. Some rural offices have already closed due to staffing issues. Critics argue that this move limits access for those without technology. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Netflix has a deal with Warner Brothers Discovery to buy its studio and streaming business for $72 billion. The acquisition bringing together two of the industry's biggest players in film and TV under one roof. You'll find more on these stories at srnnews.com.